One of the lovely parts of my role at Hit Mix Radio is to come to the New Vic Theatre here in Newcastle-under-Lyme, and I get to see and review the plays. Sometimes I get to speak to some of the cast to find out their views on the performance, and here I am with Howard Chadwick, Jessica Dias and Molly Roberts. Hello!
Hi there!
Hi.
You're all starring in the next play here at the New Vic, The Card, which was written by Arnold Bennett in 1911, made into a film in 1952 starring Alec Guinness, recently taken up by the local group Claybody Theatre, adapted by Deborah McAndrew and directed by Conrad Nelson. So Howard, you've appeared in many productions all around the country. When you first heard about this play and all those names associated with it, did it fill you with excitement or a bit of trepidation?
Well, both, because you're excited to be part of such a great production, but with that legacy, there are big expectations because people round here are very familiar with the film. Lots of people you bump into say, oh, I remember going watching that being filmed, oh, I was an extra in that. So there are expectations, yeah, which make you slightly nervous, but excited as well.
And The Card was performed at Fenton Town Hall last year, and I do confess I didn't see it. Not enough hours in the day, unfortunately, but I did hear great things about it, and so I did regret not having seen it. You were all in it, and now you're here at the wonderful New Vic. So, Jessica, give us a quick idea about what The Card's all about.
That is a big question, but it's a wonderful show. It's about love, it's got humour, it's about a young cheeky chappy called Denry, and we follow his story and his life and all the people and things that influence him.
So Molly, the play's all set in Stoke-on-Trent and it's got Bursley instead of Bursle, and we even have the Countess of Chell, which is a great title. How was the play received in Fenton last year, and did you feel the warmth of the Potteries audiences?
Yes, I did. It was received brilliantly. We sold out, and I think there was always a sense that it would have a future life because there was such a wide appeal to kind of the local audiences. Also, the show has a brilliant community chorus, which is made up of local people who are kind of interested in the arts and what Conrad and Debbie do for this community. So I think that was really brilliant at kind of using local people to tell this local story. And I think that gave this whole project kind of a real heart and reflected what the show is about. And hopefully Arnold Bennett would be really proud.
I'm sure he would.
The great thing about doing it in Fenton last year, and I think the people in Fenton appreciated it, was that, of course, in Stoke we have the six towns, but Bennett wrote about the five towns. And the town that he didn't include, because you know we have Bursley as Burslem, as you say, Hanbridge as Hanley, Knype as Stoke, but he didn't include Fenton. That's the one he misses off. So it was great to be in Fenton and just nod to say, Arnold, you missed Fenton out.
So shall we come to each of you in turn? Howard, you've performed so many plays at lots of different theatres, including here at the New Vic. Off the top of your head, what are your highlights?
Well, always highlights here at the New Vic, because it's such a brilliant theatre and it's just such a lovely team here. The resident team are just fantastic. They're welcoming. What Teresa has here is a fantastic round theatre that embraces everybody. And anywhere you walk in this theatre, you just see people smiling and, how are you doing? How's the play going? It's lovely. And such a lovely audience, a regular, loyal audience here that if you've been here a few times, they get to know you and, where have you been, what have you been doing, oh, you're back, that's great. So it's lovely, it's always lovely. So the New Vic's always a highlight.
That's a very good answer, and I certainly agree with you on that one.
We said all right, five or later.
And in The Card you have different roles, so tell us about your roles.
Yeah, I do play several roles. I play a counsellor, Councillor Barlow, who's got quite a bark on him, and I also play a police superintendent who's a bit flaky. And I also play Denry's mother, Mrs. Machin. Yeah, so that's a real joy to be playing Denry's mother.
I've heard your Mrs. Machin is fabulous.
It is very good.
Oh, thank you, team.
A true beauty.
So, Jessica, you've also been all around the country, lots of different theatres, and I note that you've done a lot of Shakespeare.
Yes, well, I try. I've actually worked with Conrad on a couple of Shakespeare's, who's the director of this show. So, yeah, I do like to have a go.
And you were in A Winter's Tale.
Yes, and that came here, that toured at the New Vic. Yeah, a great show. I think I was playing similar types of characters in that. I think sometimes I'm a bit typecasted.
It was a long time ago, wasn't it? Because I did come to see that.
Did you?
Not to review it, I came for pleasure.
Aww.
And it was lovely, so well done. You also play a few roles in the card.
We're all putting on a few hats, and I play a counsellor, Ruth Earp, and a few other characters. I'll leave that as a bit of a surprise. One of them might be an animal. I'll leave that as a surprise.
I look forward to that. And Molly, again, you've done the rounds. And one thing I noticed in your list of credits is that the very famous play, The Mousetrap in the West End, you were in that. How was that?
Yes, I was. Yes, I did that just before COVID. And actually, interestingly, we were the cast that closed The Mousetrap for the first time in, you know, I think it's 70 years because of COVID. So I did it for 6 months in the West End and I played Molly Ralston. Molly spelt with an I-E rather than a Y. My name's spelt with a Y, yeah. And it's a brilliant role. She's got a really great emotional journey and it was fantastic to be part of that legendary piece. It's something that I'd actually wanted to be in since I was very young. So it was a real thrill to have a go at it.
That's really lovely to do, isn't it? So also, you have various roles in the card. Tell us about them.
Yeah, I do have various roles. My kind of predominant role is the Countess of Chell. And interestingly, she's, I'm sure a lot of Arnold Bennett fans already know this, but she's based on the real-life Duchess of Sutherland who owned the Trentham estate. And she was a fantastic social reformer. She did a lot for the Potteries in advocating better working conditions, and she was a real society hostess. And she was kind of nicknamed Meddlesome Millie. And I think that Arnold Bennett then allows her to appear in various novels of his as this brilliant character who helps Denry Machen in The Card pursue his business goals. So she's a really fun, fantastic, strong woman for the era. So it's a real thrill to be able to play her.
Well, all of your characters sound really good. And also, there's a lot of music and singing in The Card. And you're all multi-talented. Howard, in The Card, you play the cornet. Jessica, you play the flute and the piccolo. And Molly, you play the violin.
I do, yes. I play the violin.
Wow, it's so clever of you all. And Howard, is this something that you enjoy being incorporated into the plays?
Yeah, absolutely. I played the cornet from being 11 and I played quite intensely until I was 18. And then I kind of put it down for a while, really. But working as an actor, musician, you know, it's increasingly been a part of my career and I do love it. It's great. I mean, it's a bit nerve-wracking. It's a bit exposing. But of course, in this play, we have a brass band. So it's great to have brass allies, the fantastic Accelerate band, who join us on stage and make a brilliant sound and also inhabit and populate the stage with their wonderful brass characters.
This play is starting to sound better and better and better. So, Jessica, how would you describe the overall mood of the play?
Joyous. It's fun, it's hilarious, I think, and full of energy. Last time when we performed it, there was a hugely positive response from the audience, and I'm hoping that everyone will feel the same again.
I'm sure they will. And Molly, have any changes been made to the play to bring it from Fenton Town Hall to the Theatre in the Round here at the New Vic?
Yes, we've had to reconfigure some of the movement sequences because, as we've already spoken about, there's a lot of music, but there's also a lot of movement and dance, and it's a really eclectic piece. So we've had to re-rehearse and re-devise some of these sequences, which are really fun and exciting, and I think that the audiences are going to find them very entertaining. So it's definitely something for everyone, I suppose.
That's great. And today's Thursday. The play starts on Saturday night. Are you all ready?
We will be.
Absolutely.
There's 2 days. There's loads of time.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. And you've got 3 weeks, so it's going to keep you fit, isn't it?
Definitely. As I said, it's such a physical show, and we're all running around playing so many different characters and playing instruments and dancing, and yes, we're going to be kept very...
I was quite overweight when we started this, but look at me now.
I can't even see you.
I know.
Howard? There is a bit where I get to eat a cream cake on stage, though, so I might go the other way.
Brilliant. I can't wait to see it, but here's something for you all to think about. Denry Machen returned as the slightly more mature Edward Henry in Bennett's sequel, The Regent, in 1913. So what do you think? A Claybody sequel?
Definitely. Absolutely. I actually was in a previous Arnold Bennett adaptation that Conrad directed and was adapted by Debbie McAndrew for the New Vic in 2017 called Anna of the Five Towns. So this is their second Arnold Bennett. So will there be a third? Let's hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yes. Watch this space.
We mentioned the brass band and the community company and our fantastic MD, Rebecca Hughes, who's done a fabulous job with all the music and all those components, the brass band, us as the professional company and the community company, getting them all to sound brilliant and populate the stage. Sometimes there's up to 30 people on stage, which can be fabulous.
And our assistant director, Nick Shaw, of course, who's also been leading the community chorus alongside Conrad. We've got a really strong creative team. And our choreographer, Bev. All of the people. No, fantastic.
Yeah. True. No, everybody at the Vic is fabulous.
I think the thing to say there, and it always is true, that we see the onstage team, we see the actors doing a fabulous job, and sometimes we don't realise that there's an amazing offstage team who've made all that happen, and that's always something to bear in mind. It's an all-round team, isn't it, on and off stage.
Yeah. And I think the new Vic are so supportive. They create a real kind of family atmosphere, and they're very supportive of us as an ensemble, and I personally always feel very valued, and they make it very easy for us, and I'm sure it's a very difficult job what they're doing, so... It's credit to them.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to me. I'm very much looking forward to watching the play on Tuesday night. And we'll just summarise the card. It's a feel-good play full of music and fun. A washerwoman's son becomes the mayor of Bursley, which is amazing. He's a card, he's a character, he's a one-off. It's all based on Arnold Bennett's novel, and it's set right here in the Potteries. So the card takes to the stage at the New Vic Theatre from this Saturday, the 20th of May, to Saturday, the 10th of June.